This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. We're here every Saturday morning joining you with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil Summers. We've got Waddle on our board today, Jeffsky on the phone, so if you want to give us a call, 877-881-1053 is the phone number. As always, you can fan text us at 43733, and you can even call AutoFlex because they're open today for your business. What's those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234 in case you've forgotten from last week.
Right, or from during the week whenever you hear the advertisements.
That's correct.
You can also log on to AutoFlex.com, and while you're there, check out the podcasts and click on the Twitter or Facebook pages because you can follow along with all the stories that we go through every Saturday morning right here on the Test Drive.
Exactly.
Now, we've got exciting stuff coming up today. First and foremost, from the 49ers, Vernon Davis will be joining us at 9:30.
That's correct. Yeah, yes. I talked to Vernon last night. And he'll be on the show. He's one of our customers. He's an interesting guy and maybe the most muscular guy I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's too bad we're having him on the phone and not like in person where I can stare at his abs.
He's a giant guy. Anyway, he's a great guy. San Francisco 49er Vernon Davis. And he'll be on with us at 9:30. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about leasing this morning. Strange thing. Some of the projections that are coming out from ALG, which is Automotive Lease Guide, and NADA, which is the National Automobile Dealers Association. And also a little bit about people suing General Motors and people suing the United States, and a site that you can go to that if you think you have a lemon law claim, it'll make it a lot easier to work through.
I'm excited to hear about this. Are lemon laws just for Texas, or is that a nationwide thing?
No, it's pretty well nationwide.
Okay.
And it's the lemon law protects you in case you get a new car that is, in the old phrase, a lemon. If it's got a problem that cannot be repaired, that materially affects the value of the vehicle, the safety of the vehicle, the resale value of the vehicle, then you, in fact, have a way to go. You can take what's called a lemon law claim to a court, and they will award you or they will award the manufacturer whatever they're asking for.
Gotcha. And we're also going to talk a little bit about gas today. What's the news with E85?
Well, the House, interestingly enough, has taken some action against E85. E85 is basically doubling the amount of ethanol that they are currently adding to blended gasoline, to flex fuel, as it's known.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for two-cycle engines at all. It'll ruin them. And it's maybe not good for the engine in your car. No one really knows.
Gasoline is all the rage right now.
It is, and it's going up.
It is. I looked at the gas station that's right next door to the radio station today as I was pulling in. $3.49 9/10, which, by the way, what is that 9/10? They like made up their own denomination of money.
No, that's just, it's going to be 3.50 and just that long.
Right.
Yeah.
9/10 of a penny. So it was $3.49 for regular, $3.83 for premium. And that's what I use.
It's sort of crazy.
It's crawling up.
Yeah. You know, and we talked about this, and I've actually got an ad running about this right now because it may, in fact, affect the automotive market if it continues to go up. An article out of National Automobile Dealers Association this last week, they say their research has determined that $4.50 a gallon will negatively affect the automotive business.
Wow. Do they say when 450 is coming?
No, that's the benchmark that they've chosen, or they
the
say their
point?
Research is at the tipping point, exactly.
Okay. Wow.
450. So hopefully we won't see that.
Right. And if you do want to get out of your vehicle, maybe you're driving an SUV or a truck or something that takes a lot of gas, all you have to do is call AutoFlex. They could get you into something more economical and more better fuel value.
Well, and you know, we've already seen the beginning of that. We've got a number of people that have contacted us in the last week or so wanting to trade out of larger cars into smaller cars. Geography may have something to do with it, how far they live from their office, that kind of thing, because it costs more to drive.
Right.
Okay, ALG. Automotive Lease Guide. It's sort of the Bible of the leasing industry. It is the book that predicts, or it's the company that predicts, the value of cars in the future.
Okay.
So they will look at a car brand new today and tell you percentage-wise what it's going to be worth of its initial value 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the road. Interestingly enough, ALG was a small used car lot in the 30s in California.
Oh, wow.
And the owner of the used car lot figured out that if he could determine what cars were going to be worth in the future, he could then plan his inventory and also work with his customers about bringing them back. And his grandson was the president of ALG until about 5 or 6 years ago. Anyway, they are the Bible of future car values. And what they are saying is that leasing is expected to surge, their words, through the year 2015 on their current projections.
Good. That's good news for us.
Well, it's good news for everybody in a way, and it ties into this story from NADA about car shoppers benefiting from high trade-in values in 2011. And here's what's happened. In 2008, in 2009, we went into a recession. People quit buying cars. Manufacturers quit making as many cars. A lot of the funders that funded car leases and loans started running out of money. And so they quit funding leases like they were. And leases cause cars to come back into the market sooner than a purchase does. The average life of a purchased car with its first owner is about 5.5 years right now. The average life of a lease with its owner is under 4 years. So those cars come back to market sooner. And if you cut way back on the amount of leasing that's being done, then fewer cars come to the market sooner. So sort of a perfect storm. The manufacturers cut back on manufacturing. Leases stopped leasing. Some of the fleet users stopped renewing their fleets like they were. And what that's caused is a shortage of used cars right now. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy or what?
I know.
There's not as many. What does that mean? The law on supply and demand works. It means that your used car is probably worth a lot more than anybody thought it would be right now.
That's good news for people.
It is, and let me tell you why. Because when you get ready to trade your car in, you may have equity in it when a few years ago you would still owe more on the car than it's worth. So that means that the consumers will have better trade-in values. It'll make a better deal for them to trade in the car. It means that because there's going to be an ongoing shortage of used cars, that the residual values coming out of ALG are going to be higher, which means that the lease payments are going to be lower. So if you decide to lease your car, you're going to get a better payment than you would have in the last few years. In fact, in some cases, a lot better. And certain manufacturers are really going to benefit from this.
Mm-hmm. Is it for every make and model? I mean, which manufacturers do you think will be better?
Well, I think the first group would be the luxury car manufacturers because their cars have traditionally maintained higher resale value. Lexus, Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Infiniti, Acura. Those cars will certainly benefit because the values of those cars is going to be higher because the supply of their used cars are going to be less.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be less used cars in the market, and the demand in the market is expected to be strong or stronger because people now are starting to feel like that the economy is getting better and there's more consumer confidence out there. More buyers in the marketplace. More people buying used cars than have ever bought used cars. In fact, this past month, independent car dealers sold more cars than franchise car dealers for the first time in my lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah. So people they're smart with their money. Mm-hmm. They've been burned a little bit. They don't want to spend too much for a car. A lot of people buying used cars, lower supply of used cars worth more money. See how that works?
I do, yeah. This is like economics 101 all over again.
It is, but it really works for the folks listening this morning because whatever you're driving, it's worth more than you thought it is probably.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change probably for the next 4 or 5 years. We're looking at solid resale values on pre-owned cars and lower prices for people that choose to lease their cars. Now, if you're going to buy a used car, that's the other side of it. And you're probably going to pay a little more for a used car because of the lower supply.
Mm-hmm. If only there were a website where you could go type in what kind of car you had and find out what it was worth.
Well, you could try autoflex.com. You set them up, I'll knock them down.
All right, there we go.
You could try autoflex.com because there on the front page of autoflex.com, you can click on what's my car worth.
Mm-hmm.
And it will take you to our Black Book appraisal site, and you can fill in a few blanks and get an actual Black Book appraisal on your car right now. So if you're thinking about trading, if you're even close to trading or if you need to get a car that's more efficient, go to autoflex.com, click on the Black Book site, and find out what your car's worth right there without having to go all over town.
And I can't stress this enough. We're telling you right now that things are about to change, that big vehicles are about to become worth a lot less, and smaller vehicles are about to become a lot harder to get. So right now, you need to go take advantage of it while we're giving you the heads up and the notice. And again, you can call AutoFlex at either 817 or 972-234-1234, the website, autoflex.com. Coming up next, we are going to get into Chrysler. They can't seem to keep their nose clean. We'll tell you what that means on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
AutoFlex, please, so yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Come on, David, do the dance. Do the dance. This is the song we always dance to on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Oh, I'm Sybil Summers, joined by David Blassingame. We are here taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. You can also fan text us at 43733, and you can send us, you can call AutoFlex at what numbers?
At either 817 or 972-234-1234. Out of town, 888-234-1234. And online, autoflex.com. Easy way to get your car deal started.
And we do get a lot of out-of-towners because, like today, we've got Vernon Davis from San Francisco coming up at 9:30.
Right.
Then last week, we had Rohan Marley all the way from Jamaica. So he was probably using that toll-free number to call in.
Let me tell you, folks, the Jamaican call was sort of weird last week, too, because all the circuits were busy, evidently, between Jamaica and the U.S., and we had a very, very tense few minutes there when the phone wouldn't work.
We thought we weren't going to have him. But that's okay. Everything worked out great. We even got him to do a Texas accent for us.
We did. And actually, the week before that, we had Flozell Adams on, and he was out of Los Angeles because he was out there on a charity gig.
That's right. So superstars with their supercars. Again, today's guest will be Vernon Davis at 9:30.
I've got a text here real quick. I owe $15,000 on my car, and my interest rate is 10.9. Should I refinance? Really, according to how much longer you owe the 10.9, what kind of payments you're making. But right now, we've got interest rates from 2.9% on pre-owned cars.
Wow.
Which is really, really low. So if you wanted to do a refi from 10.9, as long as you've got good credit, we could seriously save you some money, or we could save you some serious money.
I like that. Another fan text here at 43733. I've paid off my Dodge 4x4 quad cab. It's an 04. My credit is not that great. Do I have any options? I'm guessing it's worth about $7,000.
You bet. You got tons of options. We have a division called AutoFlex 2, and they help people that have damaged credit right now. You know, there's a lot of good people that have had bad credit things happen to them in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go to a buy here, pay here kind of a deal. If you've got especially a car that's paid off, we'll be able to help you get into a new car, get you a car that you want to drive, and help you rebuild that credit.
Right.
And that's AutoFlex 2.
Yes, it is. All right, let's talk a little bit about GM and Chrysler and all the lawsuits that are going on.
Well, and there's a couple of big ones, really. 64 Chrysler dealers in the United States have now sued the United States Treasury Department because they say that their dealerships were taken from them and they weren't properly compensated for it.
Now, I remember when this was happening, we actually talked about, I want to say, a local dealership or maybe a couple of Texas dealerships who were talking about suing, and now it's come to fruition.
Yeah, and their basic contention is that the Obama administration violated the Fifth Amendment, which says private property should not be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, the argument from the government is going to be that they were going to lose these dealerships anyway because Chrysler was going to go down in flames. And there may be a lot of validity to that. But at the same time, the way that the termination of their dealerships was handled leaves some opening for this lawsuit and maybe some compensation to come.
How was it handled?
Well, they simply told them, we're closing you down. And they did it in sort of an arbitrary way. And in fact, they have closed down some dealers and then awarded other people that franchise maybe a block or two away. And initially they said they were closing them down because there were too many dealers in the area. And when they came back, they wanted to be a stronger company. So they didn't want all those dealers packed into a small area. They would starve each other out. But then they've turned around and they've awarded dealership franchises in the same area that they've taken away from other people. So a lot of question has been raised about, was a lot of this political? Were these dealers that Chrysler didn't like because maybe the dealers had been hard to deal with for Chrysler, not wanting to go along, you know, with the old company company ways? So anyway, it'll sort of be interesting to see. There were 789 Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealerships that were shuttered in 2009, which was about 25% of their entire dealer body. So
yikes.
It's a lot of car dealers.
That is a lot.
Yep. On that same note, in Canada, and this is a lot different, a Canadian judge has given GM dealers in Canada the right to file a class action lawsuit against GM Canada. And basically for the same reason that the Chrysler dealers are suing the U.S. Treasury, they're saying that their dealers' ships were taken from them and they weren't properly compensated. The big difference is there was no bankruptcy reorganization for GM in Canada. So they took their deals and they didn't give them anything for it, basically. And now a judge has awarded them the right for a class action suit, which really, really could be a bad thing for GM Canada. Could cost them a lot of money.
Yikes. Sounds like they got a lot of stuff going on up there. A lot of things to deal with.
Well, you know, it's the way that whole thing went down. I've got a friend named David Ruggles that's been on the show with us several times.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave is of the opinion that it had to happen the way it had to happen, because otherwise GM and Chrysler probably would be gone and thousands of people would have been unemployed, hundreds of thousands. But the way it was handled probably could have been done a lot better, because they didn't really do a lot of due diligence. They sort of flew into this thing and they rushed through it as quickly as possible, partially because they were concerned with some of the things they were doing being not constitutional. But they wanted to get these bankruptcies out of the way, get the companies up on their feet, get them rolling again, and try to get through this with as little damage as possible to the economy, to jobs, and to the companies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they may have had to bend some laws along the way, and so now we're seeing the results of those bendings.
So we'll have to see how that all turns out. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, for a while. You know, it's just like I've got a friend that's a Chrysler dealer, and we talked about this at the time, and Chrysler pulled – he's a partner in a dealer group. They pulled four of their dealerships. They closed four of them down, and then they turned around and awarded them five new dealerships.
That's so weird.
He said, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And he said, here's the bottom line. You just shouldn't be able to take a guy's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you work for 7-Eleven, if the government decides to come in and close 7-Eleven down and close your franchise down, then they've taken your living away from you, maybe indirectly because of what they did to the parent company, but you've still lost your franchise and you've lost all that investment.
Right. And I remember when all this was happening a couple of years ago, I could have sworn that something was said about if the Chrysler dealerships weren't wanting to buy into like the new Chrysler dealership, the way they look, the new buildings, the new logos and all that stuff, they were the ones getting shut down also.
There was a lot of talk about that. And now we're starting to see the same thing from the manufacturers, from General Motors especially, in requesting that their dealers build new franchise dealerships, build new dealerships, build big, nice, beautiful showrooms in order to maintain their franchises and their good relationships and get the right cars, because allocation is really important. And the manufacturer can change a franchisee's allocation. Maybe they send him nothing but 3/4-ton diesel trucks.
Right.
Well, that doesn't work for the mass of his customers. So the allocation can be altered if a dealer doesn't really do what the manufacturer wants them to.
So really the manufacturer kind of always has the upper hand.
They do. And, you know, the other interesting thing is more and more people go to the internet to find out about cars, to learn and to see cars, do everything but drive them. It really begs the question why a dealer has to build this gigantic Taj Mahal showroom if everyone acknowledges, I think the numbers right now is 80% of everyone that's shopping for a car goes to the internet, learns about the car there.
Everything I do, pretty much, I always research it online first. If I know that I have to go get a new pair of shoes, I log on first and see where the location nearest me has them in stock or
right.
how much they're going to cost or what colors they have available. So I can completely see how 80% of people do that. That's the way everybody does things nowadays.
Well, and I think the good thing for business, and this was out of the Gallup folks last week, consumers are feeling more optimistic about the economy. Now, they're still stressed out, and they're still cautious, but 41% of consumers polled by Gallup last month said that they thought the economy was getting better, and that's up from 35% in December and 38% a year ago. So the general feeling about the economy is getting better, but people have changed their buying habits. Not near as many people are going out with the idea of buying a new car. They're going out with the idea of getting transportation for as little as possible, and they certainly want their money's worth, and they certainly want something nice, but that's why we've seen the growth in the used car market, and that's why we're starting to see the serious growth in the leasing market, because you can still get a new car, but you can have a payment that's even less than buying a used car if you do the lease.
Right, and we talked about that earlier in the week because I told you my aunt is actually looking for a new car, and she asked me, what's the difference in leasing and buying, and why would I want to lease instead of buying a car? And I remember I had asked you about that on the air.
Right.
And so for people listening, maybe we should tell them why.
Well, I mean, it's you only pay for the part of the car you're going to use, which means that your overall dollars going out every month are going to be less. Now, if you consider what a car really cost you, here's what a car cost you. What it cost when you pay for it, and what you get for it when you sell it. You take what you pay for it, you subtract what you get for it, and the interim is what the actual vehicle has cost you. Doesn't have anything to do with gas, oil, and grease, just what the car cost you. So if you lease the car, you get back the resale value up front, basically. We determine what the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease. We subtract that from initially what you would have paid, and we figure payments on the difference. So it's like getting your trade-in value back up front, and that's why the payments on a lease are anywhere between 30 and 50% less than they would be if you bought the car. Now, back to the real cost of the car, how much do you write a check for each month?
About $410.
Okay. If you lease that same car, you're probably going to write a check for about 70% of that, maybe 60% of that every month.
Wow.
Now, at the end, you don't have to worry with the resale value. It's guaranteed. You don't have to worry with the hassle of resale or trading it in. You don't need to. You simply turn the keys in, and you've made less payment each month. Now, if you're the kind of person that can drive a car for 10 years, you shouldn't lease. You should buy the car, pay for it, drive the wheels off of it, drive it free for a few years. But most people don't drive a car for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of repairs on cars is much higher now than it was even 10, 15 years ago. The ability to repair cars by individuals is greatly diminished. Now, pretty well, you've got to take it to a shop with a lot of fine computers and machines set up to fix the car. So the cost of repairing a car is higher. No one wants to drive a car that far out of warranty if they don't have to. That's another reason leasing has begun to really, really grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're right up against it here. But coming up next, we are going to talk to Vernon Davis. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
You get the most for your lease. With an AutoFlex Lease, yeah.
Remember the experience the last time you got a car? You found yourself working with a salesman that couldn't give you a price until he talked to his manager. You wasted hours with him running back and forth. And just when you thought you were finished, you had to talk with yet another manager that tried to sell you paint, sealant, and some undercoat. Well, if that sounds familiar, then you didn't get your last car from AutoFlex Leasing. When you choose AutoFlex for your next car, you'll work with a specialist, one who's got years of experience, works with every make and model, and one that will give you the best deal on any vehicle you want. Then they'll use the Flex computer system to find you the best lease rate or financing available nationwide. And finally, they'll deliver the car to you. That's right, they will deliver the car to your home, office, wherever. AutoFlex will save you time. They will save you money. Call 817 or 972-234-1234 or reach them at AutoFlex.com.
AutoFlex, please, oh yeah.
Damn. Traffic jam.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive with your hosts, David Blassingame and me, Sybil Summers. 877-881-1053 is the phone number here. You can also send us fan text messages at 43733, and you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234.
And why should they call you?
Because we're the good guys.
That's
thanks,
right. All right. We are so excited about this. It's 9:30, which means it's time for superstars and their supercars. Let's talk to, from the 49ers, tight end Vernon Davis. Welcome to the show, Vernon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you are a happy AutoFlex leasing client. What'd you get from them?
Ford F-150.
Big old truck.
Yeah, and Vernon needs a big old truck. Good morning, Vernon. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate you giving up some of your Saturday for a little talk about cars and about Vernon Davis. I know that the biggest thing probably going in the news right now in football is the lockout. I wondered if I could get your opinion on that. And as a player, how does this affect you, and how does it affect your money and your career?
You know what? You know, with the lockout, you know, being in effect, you know, it not only hurts me, it hurts other guys because, you know, you got guys that don't have big contracts and, you know, they want to make some money. And here it is, you know, it's the off season and they can't train. You know, we get paid to work out, you know, when we're at work. You know, guys can make any money from anywhere from like $200,000 to $500,000, and they don't get the opportunity to do that because of the lockout.
Right. So how do you think it's going to turn out? There's been a one-week extension, I think, that was granted last night to midnight next Friday. Is there any word in the locker room about what you guys have heard about what's going on?
There's no word. I didn't hear anything. So, you know, it's like we're kind of out of the loop. We don't know what's going on until it happens.
Gotcha. Well, you were, you were the number 6th overall pick in the 2006 NFL draft, first round, 6th overall pick, and you've had a great, great career. I guess 2009 being your best year when you led the NFL in touchdown receptions. And you've played for, I think, a legendary coach, Coach Singletary. Talk a little bit about what it was like to play for him. He's certainly a fiery figure in the industry and well known for being outspoken.
He's definitely outspoken. I can tell you that. You know, playing for Coach Singletary, we learned a lot. You know, not just football, but life skills. You know, it was a blessing having him around because I learned so much from him. He actually saved my career. You know, when I came in to the 49ers, I thought it was just about me, but he taught me that, you know, it's not just about me, it's about everybody, you know, and I learned to put my teammates first, and once I did that, my career started to take off.
Did he give you a poster that says there's no I in team?
You know what? He gave me a call instead of a poster.
Gotcha.
He would call me every week, go, Vernon, you can't do this. You can't do that. Okay, Coach.
Well, I think if memory serves, he actually sent you to the locker room.
Yeah, he did send me to the locker room. But that, you know what? Like I tell everybody, that's probably one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Well, that, why is that?
Because that moment, you know, I was looking. I was like, okay, well, why are you sending me to the locker room? Here I am, one of the best players on the team. You're sending me to the locker room. Like, what is wrong with you, dude? That's what I was thinking. But, you know, as I started to realize that, you know, he was doing it for the better because he was letting me know that, hey, I don't care who you are, you know, I'm still going to put my foot down and get on you. You know, he was also letting the rest of the guys know that, hey, I'm not playing. He was sending a message. I'm not playing. I'll do whatever it takes to help this team win. And that's what he did.
Vernon Davis joins us on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. What are you doing right now for the off season? You got any vacations planned?
You know what? I'm actually going to Africa. Me and my little brother, Vontae Davis, we're going to Africa on the 14th.
Oh, fun.
To pass out hearing aids to a deaf soccer team and learn a little bit about their culture.
That is great. And Vontae's a cornerback for the Dolphins, isn't that right?
Yes, he's a corner.
That is such a great, great deal. You're going to Africa?
Yes, Rwanda and Uganda.
Is it your first time going?
Oh, yeah.
That ought to be fun.
Golly, yeah. That's crazy. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going for a good cause, so you get a little vacation.
Absolutely.
And you get the good feeling.
Yep.
You're, the cars that you've gotten, and you've gotten that F-150 from us, and yeah. I know from the little bit of looking I did into it, it's not exactly a stock vehicle. You've changed some things on it.
I did. I got a lift kit, got the tail lights, smoked out, the front lights, a little tinted. What else? Yeah, and that's about it.
All right. It's great, great looking. Then I think you've also got a Porsche?
I have a Porsche.
And the Panamera?
Panamera, yes.
How is that to drive? I've seen a couple of those. I haven't driven one.
You know what? It's probably one of the best cars I've ever had in my life.
I got to ask the question. Every time we talk to somebody who's got a high-powered sports car, we always ask how fast you've gotten it up to.
I think I got back. Ooh, hope the cops aren't listening.
They're not. Don't worry. It's just me and you, Vernon.
I got up to about 170.
That's what Flozell said. We talked to Flozell Adams a couple weeks ago, and he said 170.
Flozell had his S63 up to 170 also.
170, yes, I did.
That's fast.
You guys racing.
Yeah, Flozell said that the Super Bowl was exciting, but the most exciting thing he'd done was drive 170 miles an hour.
I can say that myself.
So Vernon Davis joins us here. Now, quite the athlete. I know you obviously play football, lettered in basketball, and then I read something about curling. What did you do with the Olympics?
I was actually selected to be an honorary captain for the men's U.S. Olympic curling team. And I can't, it's crazy the way it happened. I tried it. Our beat writers asked me to try it. I went out and I fell in love with it. So she came back 2 weeks later, and she was like, Vernon, they asked if you would be the honorary captain, and they will fly you out and put you up and all this. So I took it. I was like, yeah, I'll take it for sure.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Yeah, and you've never actually curled, I guess. I didn't read anything about you curling in your high school or college career.
You know what? I thought curling was for, like, girls and geeks.
Right, for your hair.
Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah, for your hair.
Okay, so Vernon Davis, who has better abs, you or the situation?
Say that again?
Who has better abs, you or the situation from Jersey Shore?
I'm going to have to go with the situation.
What? Oh. I saw you on Google with no shirt on. I might vote for you.
Vernon's...
I know.
He's got to be modest. He learned that from Singletary.
Sybil could ask that question. I couldn't ask it. Yeah.
Wouldn't sound the same.
So where do you see yourself going from here, Vernon? I mean, you've got you've just signed a five-year contract. For a lot of money. What do you see yourself doing after football?
After football, I want to reach my goals. And then after football, I think I want to get into, like, acting.
That'd be cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. Have you done any acting so far?
Yeah, I actually just had my first role in a movie called I'm in Love with a Church Girl, starring Ja Rule, Adrian Ballon, who used to be with the Cheetah Girls. Matt Damon's in it. Also, Stephen Baldwin's in it as well.
What did you do? What was your role?
I was the bouncer. My name was Boots. I threw this guy out of the club and told him I don't want to see him around here again.
Boots, I like it.
Yeah.
And then you have a nickname, and I don't know that everybody knows what it is, and I think it's a nickname. It started out because you look like your dad, and then it got modified when people saw you play football, I think, a little bit.
It's Duke.
Yeah, and now they call you the Duke.
Well, they started that in Maryland. I don't know. I started making plays, and they was like, Vernon the Duke.
I'm going to call you Boots, if that's okay.
You call me Boots. I like that better.
Bootsy. Vernon Bootsy Davis.
Bootsy.
You know, the other thing I found interesting, you were a high jumping champion in high school.
Yes, I was.
In fact, I think you still have the record, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think I should still have it.
Yeah, DCIAA, 6'5".
Wow.
Yep, 6'5", taller than me.
That is insane. You can jump as high as another person, like over their head?
Yep.
And that makes you really, really effective when you're receiving it, doesn't it?
It does, except I can't jump over the goalpost.
All right.
All right, so Vernon, I've got you on Twitter here, at VernonDavis85. You need to tweet that you're on the at AutoFlex Leasing Show. You should tell everybody out there they should call us.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Awesome. I don't have anything in hand, though, right now.
Do you run your own Twitter page?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And when are you guys heading to Africa? You said on the 14th?
On the 14th.
Is there a charity you want to mention? Is there anything that you want to promote? Hearingaids and whatnot.com?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay,
just follow me, Vernon Davis 85.
There you go.
Twitter, and
I'm in love with a church girl. When does that come out?
It should come out pretty soon. I'm thinking somewhere towards the end of this year.
Maybe we can have you on again later on in the year to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll come on.
Vernon, we really do appreciate you spending the time with us on Saturday morning, and good luck to you on your African trip. And next year, we'll look forward to seeing you and the 49ers have a great year. And if you get tired of playing in San Francisco, Dallas would always be open to talk
we
to you.
Would
I
love
can
to
promise
have you.
I knew that was coming.
We would like to have you.
Okay. You know what? I can't really say anything at the moment because I love playing for the 49ers. But we could talk some business later on.
All right.
Well, we'd love to have you, Vernon. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Vernon Davis.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Vernon Davis from the San Francisco 49ers. Now, stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more coming up for you, especially if you think you might have gotten into a lemon. So stay tuned to the Saturday Morning Test Drive on 105.3 The Fan.
The most for your lease. With an Autoplex lease, yeah.
When's the best time to get a new car? Well, the experts are saying it's now. Here you got gasoline on the way up, and if your car gets less than 30 miles per gallon, it's about to be worth a lot less. It's also going to cost you more and more every time you fill it up. So if you want a car that gets more than 30 miles per gallon, there's still a bargain right now, but you might have to spend more for that gas zipper if you want. Now, where do you go to get a new fuel-efficient car? Of course, Autoflex Leasing. As the leasing leader for almost 30 years, Autoflex leases every make and model. They have the best rates, and they get the very best pricing because of the sheer volume of cars that they deal with. They also know about cars, like which cars get the best mileage for you. Autoflex has the answers. Best safety record. Autoflex will help you find the safest car for your family. Call Autoflex today at either 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to autoflex.com and start saving money today.
Autoflex, please, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive with your host, David Blassingame, and me, Sybil Summers. 877-881-1053 is the phone number here. You can also fan text us at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. You can go to autoflex.com, and if you go to autoflex.com, a couple of things. You can get a Black Book appraisal on your car, which is really nice. That way you don't have to go from dealer to dealer to dealer getting trade bids. Get a Black Book appraisal right there. If you want to see any of the stories that we covered, read them, or a lot of automotive news, you can click on either the Twitter or the Facebook icon and go to our Twitter or Facebook page, and we've got all of those stories and a lot more automotive news. Post all week long, nothing but automotive news.
A lot more automotive news. There's a lot of stuff we leave on the cutting room floor, so if you want to check it out and find out the latest in the industry, again, autoflex.com, click on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay, I've got a fan text here. My wife's car died. I'm so sorry. We have two kids, and in 2 months, we're fixing to have a third.
Congrats.
She wants an SUV. We only have 500 down. She has 740 credit. She doesn't drive a lot as a school teacher. Should we lease or buy, and what's the best SUV? It's a good story and a good question. If it were me, I would probably look at a Honda CR-V right now or a Toyota RAV4. They are the right size. They are small SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a Dodge Journey. Might not be, it's a more economical car, might not be a bad car, gives you third row seating without having to buy a great big SUV to get that third row seating.
Mm-hmm.
The car I really like, though, would be the Honda CR-V because it's just a great car. It's like Motor Trend Car of the Year for small SUVs, and it's really, really a good car.
The other thing the fan texter should keep in mind is when they do decide to go to Autoflex to test drive the CR-V and the RAV4, they need to take the car seats. Because if the two kids are in a car seat, either
Absolutely.
One of them, and the third is going to be in a car seat, they need to make sure that they're all going to fit and that they're going to fit comfortably.
Well, you know, the other thing is if they'll call the office, they can talk to somebody there, and they can give them even more choices than I'm giving them here. And if they'd like to drive all of those cars at once, we'll line them up side by side.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a Toyota brought in, a Honda brought in, a Ford brought in, maybe an Edge, and let them see which cars the car seats fit in the best. I've got an old friend. His big consideration was he has two golden retrievers,
mm-hmm.
and they travel. And they had to have a vehicle that the kennels would fit in comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
And so we brought three vehicles out, and he brought the kennels out, and we found out which vehicle he could get.
Or any kind of equipment. If you play golf a lot and you want to make sure your clubs fit.
Well, triathletes, they always have a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one of the triathletes that we have as a customer got a car just for, it was a Honda Element, in fact, just for the ability to carry that bicycle.
Mm-hmm. So again, if you want to save yourself the hassle of going from dealership to dealership, you can just go to one place, and it's called AutoFlex Leasing. On that note, we got an email here from somebody that says, I don't like car dealers. Please save me from having to visit one.
I thought that was really funny. I got that last night, and I'm sure we've replied to him already this morning. I don't, you know, it's the shopping for a car typically is an onerous task, and people actually look forward more to going and getting a tooth fixed than they do going and shopping for a car.
Freezing.
You don't have to go through that. Yeah, give us a call at AutoFlex. We'll do all the work for you, and you can just basically come down and get your car. It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shopping.
Speaking of new cars, if you have a car that you believe is a lemon, there is a new site on the internet that will help you determine that and help you work through that. And it's www.lemonlaw.com/lemonlaw-lemonlaws. And it's actually a site put up by a group of attorneys, but it covers lemon law all over the country. And there are differences in different states.
And a lemon, again, if people aren't familiar with the term.
It's when you buy a car, a new car, and there is a defect in the car that is going to materially affect its resale value, its safety, your ability to drive it, things like that. And it cannot be repaired. And I guess the key is you have to give the dealer a chance to repair that car. So you have to have some records that you've taken it in several times for the same defect, and that defect still exists.
It's like when you bake a batch of cookies, and out of that dozen, there's always the one that didn't get shaped properly in a circle. So every once in a while, you're going to come across the lemon.
I never thought about that exactly that way, Sybil.
And,
but it does happen, and so that site is something you can go to, help you work through it really quickly. You can also go to the TxDOT site here in Texas and get lemon law information there.
And it just asks you questions like, have you taken your car in three or more times for repairs and things like that?
Yep.
Very easy, lemonlaw.com. Got another fan text here at 43733. What are the biggest differences between the 08 BMW 535 Sport and the 08 Mercedes E350 Sport with P1 and P2 packages? First of all, what are P1 and P2 packages?
Well, if they're not talking about radio listeners, I'm not sure. No, the couple of differences, but the Mercedes does not have service included with it. The BMW does.
Mm.
That's a consideration. Beyond that, not a whole lot. And I'd have to really know a lot more about the P1 and the P2 packages that I can talk about right here to tell you. I would suggest you call one of our offices. They'll be able to pull up the exact differences in those vehicles. And also, you'll be able to find somebody that's driven both those cars and can talk to you from some experience.
There you go. 817 or 972-234-1234.
Honda's trying to get ahead of the game on miles per gallon right now. They're going to produce a new 41-mile-per-gallon Honda Civic HF, which should be the king of mileage for small cars once it's out. They're trying to maintain their leadership in mileage extension or high mile cars. Another interesting report I read this last week was the difference in buying a Prius and buying a new Chevrolet Volt, and what the real costs would be to drive both cars. And interestingly enough, the Prius is a lot less expensive to drive than the Volt, just if nothing else, because of the initial cost of the Volt is so high. Even given the $7,500 rebate, it's still going to be an expensive way to drive a car that's mostly electric.
Mm-hmm. And the Prius is still a hybrid, right? They don't have an all-electric model yet?
No, and the Volt is not an all-electric either. The Volt has a gasoline engine that recharges the batteries when the batteries go down. Another interesting thing out this week, and this was not a good thing, Consumer Reports did a report on the Chevrolet Volt, and they tested it in Connecticut when it was like 4 degrees outside or something, and it was... It didn't do well. They only got about 26 miles out of the batteries, but you don't drive a Volt in 26-degree temperature all the time. It was really, really an unfair report that they did. They should have at least taken the car to Palm Springs and driven it and seen what kind of mileage they got there so they could have produced a balanced report. I still think the Volt is it's a big step for domestics. It's we'll see how it goes over. Haven't had a lot of demand for it. I did get an inquiry yesterday for a Nissan Leaf, the first inquiry we've gotten for a Nissan Leaf so far.
Waddle, did you have something? Question? Oh, okay. Looked like he was about to say something.
Also, fan text, is it possible that a Hummer H3 will become worth something? Should I trade it or save it and do an outright lease? Trade it. Usually cars that are no longer being manufactured do not get worth more money for 20 or 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to put it on blocks 20, 25 years, who knows? It may be a fine replica of the excesses of the 80s or something. Who knows? But I'm just saying I'd sell it right now because it's going to go down in value pretty steadily for the next few years.
Yeah, it takes a while to become a classic.
It does.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the E85 because I know this has been something we visited quite a few times on the Saturday morning test drive, and flex fuels were all the rage. I don't know if they necessarily still are because we're starting to learn a lot more about them.
Well, yeah, the House has passed a bill that will not allow the EPA to do the research it needs to do in order to authorize E85 be sold in gas stations. And the research they need to do are polls of gas stations and how they're selling gas, how much is being sold, and how possible it is to switch over to E85. I'm not an E85 fan. I think making ethanol from food source, like grain, in this case, corn is crazy because it runs up the cost of everything we're buying, runs up the cost of our food, runs up the cost of vegetables, beef, anything that requires fertilizer or anything that corn feeds now costs more because of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't materially affect the emissions that a car puts out, and it certainly hasn't made us a great deal less dependent on foreign oil. What it has done is helped out the ethanol industry. And they've got a big lobby in Congress, and that's why you've seen the push. But even Al Gore, who was the biggest backer of it that existed 2 months ago, came out and said he's looked at it again, and gosh, it's not a good idea.
That is so crazy.
There's a lot of money going between the ethanol industry and congressional campaigns to make sure that we continue with ethanol in our gasoline. I can tell you that. And I don't think it's a good idea to add another to double it from 10 to 15% just because they don't even know what it'll do to the engines yet. And it's all it's doing is enriching an industry and costing us more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line.
And one thing, when I traveled with the Indy Racing League back in 2007, you know, those cars run on ethanol.
They run on ethanol, yeah.
And one of the big major sponsors that year was ethanol. And
amazing.
The Corn Farmers of America. And their big take was that it was environmentally friendly and it was better than gasoline. But as Tammy's told us before, think of all of the power and energy that's being used to refine it and convert it into an actual gasoline form. And that's where it makes up the difference.
Yeah, it really makes no sense. And you can source ethanol from sugarcane.
Mm-hmm.
You can source it from a lot of different things that wouldn't negatively affect our economy like the corn ethanol has.
Mm-hmm.
So given even if it was great for the environment, we're still going about it the wrong way.
Got time for one more fan text here. Any good or bad comments on the Nissan Juke?
Cool car, I love it.
Those are so cute. I saw one the other day. It looked like a really high-tech, like from the future spaceship. So.
Cool, cool car. Great car. I think I've got one used Juke right now, one pre-owned.
Oh, so call Autoflex if you're interested in test driving that. 817 or 972-234-1234. Also, check them out online at autoflex.com. Join us back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. We're here every weekend. We're going to have Karan Butler with us next Saturday, so be sure to check that out. Thanks to Waddle on the board, Jeff Stash on the phones, and for David Blassingame, my name is Sybil Summers. Thanks to Vernon Davis for joining us today. We'll see you back here next week. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan. Clowns to the-
left me. Joker's to the right. Here I am, stuck in a minute.